Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Blog Talk Radio. It's not letting me stop. There we go. Who's going to say it's not going to let me stop that music, is it? And they won't let us play it anymore. But anyways, good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy to have you with us. We're going live on YouTube right now, too. For this evening's program, we are going to be viewing two different Flashpoint videos that Pastor wanted us to watch. I'm not sure that he'll be with us tonight. He may stop in and he may not. I'm not sure. He's sleeping right at the moment, I hope. And... oh, there we go. As I said, he is sleeping for the evening, I hope. Let's welcome YouTube. Good evening, YouTube. We're so happy to have you with us, too. I've lost my mouse. There it is again. As I was just saying, Pastor is hopefully sleeping at this very moment, but I'm not positive about that. So he may or may not be in with us tonight. But what he wanted us to do, there are a couple of Flashpoint videos that he wanted us to watch. I guess Sister Donna Schubeck was telling him about them this morning, and he saw them and definitely wanted us to watch them, if possible. And he called a few hours ago. He had not been to sleep yet since yesterday sometime, so he asked if I would do them. So here we are. So if you just bear with me for a couple of seconds while I finish getting things set up here. Phyllis, do I have sound on your end? Okay, good. Thank you. All right, and let's get this shared over. Now, the one program we're going to be watching is Our Need for God, which is an amazing message, especially right now with all of the revivals going on. And then the other one is more on the revivals going on. And also, I heard them mention, this is something awesome, that they're both Flashpoint videos, by the way. Flashpoint is going to be in Minnesota in October at Living Word Christian Center there. Mac Hammond's church. It is a beautiful church. If there's any chance that you could make it there, you would just love this church. And I'm sure if Pastor knows, or as soon as Pastor knows, we're going to be making plans to go there. We've been to that church before, and it's just an awesome church. And it's actually only about 9 hours from where we live. So we probably will go to it to see it. And it would be great if any of you guys could meet us there. I'd love it. This church they actually have their schools in the church, the one wing of the church. They have kindergarten through 12, and beautiful, beautiful setup. And they have a beautiful lobby area. Well, kind of a cafe area, I guess, cafe lobby area. And they have a deli, a Christian book and Bible store, beautiful, beautiful place. Pastor and I stopped there one day just on our way back home from here. Or what are we? We were going one way or the other, and we stopped there, and there weren't even services going on, and we spent probably just a half a day there seeing what programs they had on, and they had the youth worship area, or, yeah, it's their own little chapel area, I guess. And then the auditorium, the actual, it's the sanctuary, but it's like an auditorium. It's a double level, just beautiful place. So I know you would thoroughly enjoy it if you're able to make it there. And hopefully there will be a serious revival going on too when we get there. I'm hoping that this revival, we all are praying that this revival just continues to go and spread and go. And here comes our sister Sunday on Zoom. Oh, today? Yeah, it didn't look like it, Phyllis. I know the one they were interviewing Roma Downey Jr., and then which is really neat. And the other one was Dutch Sheets, and there were four people on the panel, so it's all interviews and talking and, you know, inspirational things. I don't think there was there's discussion about the revivals going on. Hi, Sunday, love you. Glad you're here.
Hi, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there shouldn't. Yeah. Hi, Sunday.
We're good.
John was actually on earlier. I was having to do an audio check because my audio was not functioning this morning. So I had to, like, set everything up and run it to make sure it would work this evening. This morning? Yeah. Yeah, I had... I'm getting it. Oh, tonight?
Yeah,
that was me. Because my audio this morning, there was apparently an update happened overnight that I didn't know about, and it completely shut my audio off. And would not let me shut it on. I had to do a complete reset and everything else to get it back. So then Pastor called and said, about 3 hours ago, and hadn't been to bed yet again. And said, and he said, can you do these program or do the program tonight? He said, there's, you know, two Flashpoint videos I want to watch. One of them was the one that Donna had told him about this morning, I guess. So he had watched it, and he said it's really, really good. So he wanted us to watch that tonight. Yeah. So anyways, I had to set everything up and do a test to make sure I have audio. Oh, no kidding. Well, hallelujah. I was going to say, I wonder if it is because of the worship music thing. For some reason, anytime there's music, or even if there's like a lot of crowd noise, they keep shutting the sound off. I know in Dr. Winston's programs, he'll have the whole church read scripture together, and it goes completely silent as soon as all of them start reading scripture together, and anytime there's music.
Mm-hmm. That is so ignorant.
Yes, it is.
I just want to share that with everybody. That's what that was about. Yeah. And they were worshiping.
Hallelujah.
The one lady made a comment. She says, Yale University? ? No. He says, yes. There's a revival there. God's so good.
the Holy Spirit, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
I know, I love it. I love it. Okay, well, it looks like we've had people popping in and out, actually. I know earlier when I was trying to do the audio test, John Wehner came on, and he was like, hey, what's going on? So it was good because then he got to tell me if he could hear my audio or not. So that was good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to get started. I want to do our pledges and our opening prayer and a couple of other prayers before we over our nation before we get started. So let me share screen. Whoop. And we'll say our pledges. Whoops. All right, our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever by the Word of God. And glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And there are a couple of prayers here that I also would like us to pray over our nation. These are great prayers. And I love the power of agreement when we're all praying together. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Father God, we love you and we depend on you and on your faithfulness. Even when things look dark around us and we cannot see the light ahead, Father, thank you for being the light of all men. Jesus, thank you for being the light that shines in the darkness. Thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. And Holy Spirit, thank you for shining your illuminating light in our hearts, that we may see Jesus and cry out, Abba, Father, through you and your power. Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift our beloved nation up to you today. Father, we pray over the USA that she will know peace, the true peace, which passes all understanding. The peace that can only be found in Christ Jesus. that she will know joy, the true joy that is only found in the presence of God, that she will know wisdom, the wisdom from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, undefiled, willing to yield to you, and full of mercy and good fruit. Father God, we ask today in Jesus' name that you would bless kings and those who are in authority. We acknowledge today that the kings and people who are in authority may or may not be two different groups of people, Lord, but we pray that you would shower them all with your goodness, which brings men to repentance. Father, for those leaders and workers in government who may not yet be saved, we ask that you would pour out your spirit of salvation upon them, from the president to the humblest, most unknown worker in the land. Let them cry out to you for mercy and salvation. And Father, for those who refuse to be saved, and refuse to honor you and walk in righteousness and justice, we pray that their days in office would be few and that another would take their office according to your will and your plans only, Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that revival would fall on America. Pause for a second. That is so exciting right there, because we've been praying this prayer with Dutch Sheets for quite some time now, and we're seeing this come now. It's just an awesome thing to see. I mean, we just should expect our prayers to be answered, but when you see them come and in a magnitude of, you know, or in this magnitude, it's just wonderful. So anyways, here we go. This or paragraph again. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that revival would fall on America. We ask that Christians would rise up and preach Jesus in the streets. We ask that churches would be filled again with people who are being saved. We pray that you would give us, your servants, boldness to preach and speak as we ought to speak. Father, we ask also that you would protect these United States of America, protect her people, her supply chain, her economy, her food sources, her ports, her airspace, her military, her government, her cities, her villages, her schools, her shopping malls, airports, and every other facility. Protect our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Father. Protect the integrity of our Supreme Court, for we acknowledge that even though the court is called supreme, you are actually the supreme being, and you rule over all as you will. Oh, Heavenly Father, we need you. We need you to give life to our nation again. Heal and restore our economy. Protect and bring justice to our elections. Repair our health care system and set it aright. And heal our military. We pray against every false theology and ideology, which are idolatry. And in Jesus' name, we cast them down in America right now. We decree and declare that this will be the year in which America and Americans and every stranger within the gates will wake up and see the light of Jesus Christ shining upon them. We declare and decree that this is the year in which we shall all know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. We decree that life shall prevail and that every murderous intent of every person disposed to evil is cast down now and replaced with the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We declare that there shall be an end to control and manipulation now, and that freedom would ring out again from even the dirt and the stones of our nation. And we declare and decree that the truth of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, shall run swiftly from border to border, from lake shore to gulf shore, and from sea to shining sea, and that all people in our great nation would no longer be deceived, but would be filled with your spirit as you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Father God, there may be much darkness around us, but you shine. Through the darkness. Sorry about that pause. You have done much in prior years to right many wrongs in our nation, and we praise you for that, Father, and we thank you. And Father, we humbly ask you to bless us and heal our land. Turn your people back to you and do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever dare to ask, hope, or think. Show up, Lord, and do the great and mighty for us in the USA this year. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen. I love that prayer, and like I said, I love prayer of declaration or prayer of agreement with all of us together. What a powerhouse that is. And then I'd also like to pray this one real quick before we get going with our videos. Father God, we believe your word. We declare that we are stepping into a time of notable miracles. Release your power and let your healing river flow. We decree and declare it is time. Pour out your spirit. Come and do what only you can do. We decree great deliverance come now. Supernatural provision come now to your body. We declare government oppression cease now in Jesus' name. Father God, release your suddenlies. We are moving into a new season and times. We pray that revelation by your spirit would be activated with power and confirmation through signs, wonders, and miracles. Do miracles across this nation and all across this world. Trust is in you, God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we decree God will confirm his word with signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen and amen. Love those. Those are by Brother Dutch Sheets from his morning program, and what powerful declarations they are. We made them then, and it's good to make them now too. Okay, so here we go. We're going to start with our first video, and the title of it is You Are Not Alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
glad you're listening. and that's it. And then we had was
So, wow, that is quite the discussion. I agree with them. I love that they're bringing this forefront and making it part of the discussion, because the more it's all in our voices, in our thoughts, in our minds constantly, the more open we are to keeping God moving in this. And I thought it was really neat when I think it was Hank Kuhneman was talking about David moving the ark. That's what I had thought of too, but I thought of it in a different perspective. I understand Asbury being such a tiny place, and they weren't equipped for this to happen, but I do wish they would have taken more measures to equip the town. And just I guess I would like to see them ride it out and figure out what changes need to be made to be able to keep this happening. When David was moving the ark, if you remember, as soon as Uzzah, you know, died from touching the ark and the glory killed him, and David decided to not move it again. He needed to go home and think about this for a while. He moved the ark. Yeah. He moved the ark in with Obed-Edom's family. And I've always thought about that before. Can you imagine them going, oh my goodness, this isn't a little piece of furniture. You're moving into the middle of our house. And what if my kids touch this, you know? They had to have been freaking out at first, going, don't touch that. Don't touch it, you know?
Wow.
But, yeah. Yeah, but then that whole household, they did whatever adjusting they had to do to be able to, yeah, to house that ark until the king came back with a decision what he was going to do with it. So they did make the adjustments, and then that whole household was so very blessed. And then when David did come back and was going to move the ark to Obed-Edom, he was like, no, you're not taking that away from me and my family. And when he said, well, we got to get it back to Jerusalem, they were like, okay, honey, pack up the kids. Pack up the house. We're going with it. I'm not going to be without it, you know. And I just think
right.
that Asbury could have been so very, very blessed, and hopefully they still will be.
Can you imagine those people in that little tiny town in Kentucky, Asbury?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people they need God, they cry out to God.
Yeah.
But then when God shows up, you got people that are saying, well, I'm kind of,
That's a good. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point, Rebecca. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that they've thought it through to the point that they. Yeah. Yeah. It's not quite as convenient as they were expecting it to be. But it's, yeah, exactly. It's God. Make the adjustments is what I think. And yeah, I just have thought over and over again, like I said, of Obed-Edom and his family, how very blessed they were. And once being in the presence of that ark for 3 months, or however long was it? Was it 3 months, 4 months? I think it was 3 months. And they just knew they were never going to spend another day of their life away from that presence. They were going to follow it wherever it went, and they did. They actually moved. And I. Yeah. Oh my. Oh my. Yeah. Well, make whatever adjustments you need to. I mean, I understand the inconvenience thing, but it's God. We're talking about God here. Make the adjustments. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anybody else have any thoughts on that before we move into the next video? Or the next.
Pastor
is actually sleeping. yeah, he called me. He called me about 3 hours before the program and still hadn't been to sleep since yesterday morning sometime. So he said, you know, I wanted to watch these videos, this next video on the morning program. Donna Howie Schubeck had recommended it, that it was an amazing program about the different revivals going on. So he wanted to play that tonight anyway. So he said, you know, can you do the program and I'll sleep. So here we are, and he may pop in before we're done. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, it's so nice to see you.
Well, you too. It's good to hear your voice. No, but I can hear your voice. And your voice always sounds so happy and soothing to me. I love it. Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish she'd start joining us again. Oh, yeah. I'm so happy you guys are doing that.
Work out with the swimming and the therapy. And so that water is really soothing and helps. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there is something wonderful and relaxing about that. There's a place in Williston called the Ark. I think pastors talked about it before, where for quite a while, when it fit into our schedule, we would go there in the morning, but they have a river walk where you actually, well, you can walk with the stream of the river, but you can walk against it too for exercise. And what a great workout that is. And it's just, there's that water is so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's very, very nice. But we haven't been there in quite some time now. So anybody else, anything to say? Did you get anything? Yeah. Yeah. He's actually not even connected with us yet. So, oh, it says Samuel Cottle. That's me. When I sign in as the host, it signs me in as him. So he's actually not even connected with us. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They say the longer you live with somebody, the more you do start looking like them. So it may happen yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, look just like you did me. I love it. Is tomorrow the day, Mary? Yes, yes. Yes.
She's in a better place.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Dimension, doesn't it, Mary? Amen. Surrendered, just surrendered. Don't believe that there is any help for them, and how terrifying would that be? I can't imagine doing this life without knowing God. Oh, I love that song. Yeah, I have that in our playlist too. Beautiful song. And it looks like our pastor just showed up. I think so. He must have. Oh, nope, he's gone. Oh, you are here. Where'd I go? Oh, I'm down here. Oh. Well, I don't know. There's, oh, yes, yes, it does say me. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, I haven't played the video yet that Donnie sent. I played a different Flashpoint video that was on the revivals, too. So we were just talking about that before I start the next one. About what? It was another flashpoint. There was it started out as an interview with Roma Downey Jr. but then it went into a discussion about Asbury and what has happened with the closing down, and there was a four person panel, and they discussed their thoughts on it. Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about that too. That was in there too. So. The one that you wanted me to play. Oh, that was the one? The revival in Pensacola and I guess some of the other revivals. I think that was what you had sent me.
Well, I don't know what I sent you, but
oh, no. This is You Are Not Alone, East Palestine and Revival something else. I don't see the rest of the title. That is the one I just played, isn't it? So then there is another one. I don't know. I have a different one for another one to play. Let's scoot over here and see. What? Mm-hmm.
Arena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Robert Arena is the basketball arena for the University of Kentucky. That wall is 3,000 people. It is downtown Lexington, Kentucky. There's 100 restaurants down there. Robert Arena goes down to handle.
Right.
If it's true that they're doing that, there's no better place for the revival than Rupp Arena in the center of the University of Kentucky campus. We got a really good friend down there just off of the Rupp Arena. His name is Pete. He has Pete's Walk. And Pete is a dear to me, he's a young man. His mom married a Vietnam vet and met him in the war. And when the war ended, his dad and she built a restaurant and they had Vietnamese restaurants.
Cool.
I met Pete because the guy was cleaning the store next to him. And the guy walked out and asked me for food. I asked him for money. I said, no, I won't give you money, but I'll take you over there to that restaurant and feed you. I walked in the door and sat down at the table, and Pete walked up to me and I said, hey, Pete, you said you're the owner? I'm going to buy this guy food if he asked me for some money for food. And I just want to let you know that. And Pete says, well, if you're buying half, I'm buying half. I'm only charging you half.
Aww.
And I built an amazing relationship with him. Now, I've not been to UK in a while. But it was a very strong meds or illicit drugs. So, I'm asking you guys to join with me right now in faith and declare. Arena will welcome the revival.
Amen. Rough Arena will welcome the revival.
If they will welcome that revival to be there, the airport is just as close to that place as it was to Wilmore. There's a whole city full of Uber and Lyft taxis. There's all kinds of police presence, all kinds of hotels, all kinds of food. And in the name of Jesus, if Wilmore wasn't running, may Lexington grab it and say, we'll take it.
Yes. Amen.
Because what God said is, this revival will not stop.
Hallelujah.
I want every one of you to do this with me right now. Guys on Zoom, pray. All the guys on Zoom, pray at 11. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Every prayer we have ever prayed.
For revival.
We don't have it bottled up in heaven.
We know you have it in heaven.
Pour those vials open, those bottles open.
Pour those vials again today.
Thank you that no one stops you.
Thank you, Lord, that no one stops you. When there are people that are hungry for your presence, Lord.
And we hunger for your presence, Lord.
And we hunger for your presence, Lord.
In
Jesus' mighty name, amen.
I want to remind you of something. Remember at the presidential election when the 2020 my brother standing here, and what was it, 120 ministers?
Yeah, there were more than that, weren't there? Yeah.
President prayed for 40 days before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Those prayers did not go unanswered. Those prayers were very specifically answered because all of this filth. And the United States of America and obey, that is not us. You are vile. Now, I want you to remember no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, whether you like Donald Trump or not, doesn't matter. That's not what I'm saying right now. America does not want this vile, putrefying perversion.
Amen.
So I want to encourage every one of you to get these words on your lips. They are prophetic words that God gave to me about America. Came to me on a morning prayer time, or a noon prayer, during the pandemic. That was a simple statement. Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty are not dirty. Mm-hmm. There is holy.
Whoops. Amen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he just got bounced out. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I'll text him because he's probably still talking. got bounced out of Zoom, love. Come back. There he is. Welcome back. Amen.
Some of their children have perverted their ways. Well, mom and dad are, they're not filthy. They're filthy. They're righteous. They are accepting. They have their arms open. Give me your tired, your weary, your huddled masses. That's America. And now we realize we don't have to get them here. We just teach them to take over the country where they are by faith and by prayer. The greatest military takeovers in the world are not going to look like what happens when you and I, the church, stick up in who we are, take over this world for an end-time harvest of a billion souls.
Amen.
Why do men and women of God, after another, have prophesied a billion soul harvest? We have our voices in that.
Amen.
Billion soul harvest come down in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus'
we will
mighty
not
name.
Stop. And Uncle Sam, David's Faith Liberty, have been building an outhouse. And the room is still extra big. It's not like the old outhouses where you had enough room to sit down without bumping your head on the wall in front of it. It's a big outhouse. It's not a nice big to the key of understanding and bring about a radical change in the mentality of the children. You and I, the gates of hell, will not prevail against the church, the body of Christ, the ecclesia. The gates of hell will prevail against religious organizations. And those who are more concerned with academia than they are the presence of God. The gates of hell will not only prevail, it'll overthrow them. It'll destroy them. It's not just to get too flying flips about your academia, but he's radically reaching people's lives by his presence. His presence will go somewhere else. But just like they gave the example in that video, of David moving the ark on the cart and Uzzah died. But when they parked the cart in the house of Obed-Edom had revival. Everything he touched prospered.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about too. That's what I keep thinking of Asbury. It's like, do you know how blessed Obed-Edom and his whole house, they did whatever adjustments they had to do to house that ark, and they were so blessed by it.
God has to go by the work of man. If man says, well, I don't want you here, then God goes away.
Mm. Yeah.
I want you to notice something about Obed-Edom. That ark, oh, it's like, I don't want to go straight now.
Mm. I was going to say, remember that truck, the horn doesn't go off. You don't blow that horn.
Right now, you better
All right. An hour. Right. Here we go. Yeah, shut off now. Thank you,
okay.
Jesus. Oh, it is 10 o'clock. Do you guys want to stay for another video or not so much? Yes. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
I can tell you all right now, Pastor and I are going to try to make it to that. I don't know if you knew it was coming up there or not, Sam.
But I didn't know it was coming there, but I can guarantee you ain't no try to be there. This
yeah.
is a powerful church,
yes.
and we will have reservations as of today because I'm making them,
yes.
and I'm not missing it. And every one of you in the Great Lakes region, this is October. Make a plan to be there.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
your hotels, get your airplane tickets, get your get a good bunch of money stored up in Lyft, and
it's actually only nine, like 9 hours from here, right?
Yes.
From
yes.
Michigan, and it's 9 hours from our house. But it's a beautiful church. You guys would just love it there, and it's a wonderful atmosphere.
This is one of the places that I think refused to shut down. In
yes.
Minneapolis,
yep.
and said, "You guys go fly your stupid kites."
Yeah.
And
it's Minneapolis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matter of fact, we actually did a noon prayer there one day.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's anybody that wasn't on at the beginning of the program, I had said that this church is so beautiful. We actually spent like the better half of a day there. Well, more than half of a day there. They have their school is in the church, kindergarten to 12th grade. They have a beautiful youth worship sanctuary. They have a book and Bible store, a really nice area where we did the program one time. They have a restaurant in there, and the sanctuary itself is just beautiful.
So here's the thing. I don't know when this video was made, but there may not be tickets already because you can't put 15,000 people in that place. You're only going to put about 3,000. So
yeah.
So if you want a ticket, you better get yourself to online, figure out what's going on. All right, play the video.
Okay.
I'm done talking.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, good.
We cannot limit our sound when this is what we want to hear inside of our room.
What happened? There's no sound?
No sound, no.
Is it because it's in the loud part? Oh, no.
Probably so.
Okay, so it'll be back once they start talking, I assume. We declare. sounds come.
Yes, just
you can hear it, huh?
Yes.
That was good.
Okay, just for time's sake, I'm going to go ahead and move us a little bit ahead of these announcements. Here we go. Okay, didn't move us far enough.
Wow. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the next one.
Woman, what a time to be in. Praise and worship, and just really bring to attend my heart a lot of the healings happen as well as in the room. It's amazing, amazing about this meeting. We need to do more.
Amen. 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 Well, that was not exactly what I was expecting it to be. I thought it was going to be more revival coverage than it was, but so much good word.
I don't want to tell you right now. It was a
Oh, good.
God woke me up with the word today, and they just completely spoke to what I put in my phone, whatever, when I woke up. I don't know what time to tell you it was, because I don't even know what time it is right now. But they just completely spoke to what I wrote in my phone when I woke up.
I love it. Thank you, Lord.
Now, encouragement to each of you. You guys have made a place to stand alongside of us.
Yeah.
So that we can get to this day. Right here today. Don't stop paying the price. Because you're going to be on the forefront
to stand
on the cutting edge of this next thing God's going to do in our lives. And he wants you in it. So, Pastor, how do I do that? My answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Moses said, if your presence don't go with us, I ain't going. But you and I got to say, I know you're moving, God, and you're not going without me being in the middle of it.
Amen.
I will be who you want me to be. Holy Spirit, help me to change all the ways that I need to change. Tonight when you go to sleep, okay, you might not understand it, but just put your faith in agreement. You understand it. You don't have to do anything except say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every prayer that Pastor's praying over me right now while I sleep, answer it. Because I'm not praying for you to have bad dreams.
No.
I'm praying for you to have good dreams. I'm not praying for you to wake up confused. I'm praying for you to wake up filled revelation from Almighty God. Don't worry about whether or not you've had a dream. Wake up every day and say, I know that you spoke to me while I slept last night, because I know you hear Pastor Spirit. And we know together that when you hear our prayer, we have the petition that we have. And what is going on right now in all of our lives that God is setting in order our insides that have been out of order. Like tonight, what an amazing testimony that the lady dreading the phone call with the man who caused her to have an abortion, and when he answered the phone, wept that the day finally arrived, he could have found us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in your life, that make you insecure, that make you lash out, or always be afraid when you're with people, or cause you to not be with people, those insecurities that are in your life, no longer be this.
Amen.
I'm talking to myself right now. You might not think I have any insecurities. The revelation is, I don't think I have any insecurities. Wow, look at that. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Come into the curve at 45 because that's what the curve says. Remember that? So there's snow drifts everywhere. There's the sun and the moon is out. It's snowing. I declare security in our life that makes us respond in ways that are not the power. One of us is set free from those in the mighty name of Jesus. And once again, we always play we can't find super date all the way to hell. Thank you for being our friends.
Yes.
And our partners.
And for your faithfulness.
I've grown and developed in our understanding of how to use it.
Yeah.
Thank you for continually being here, just like that. Wow, play it. All right, let's go. I needed to hear. I wrote in my phone when I woke up. I'm laying here sleeping in the chair. And thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers for Leanne and I. This is an interesting in right now. We love to be together. We can literally be together with each other 24/7 and never get tired of each other.
Yeah, amen.
Prayers for our old cat, Roman.
Amen.
And the name of my trucking business is Old Blue Trucking, OL Blue Trucking. Simply say, bless and prosper over the trucking today. Because I asked everybody to pray yesterday. I think this went.
Oh, Jesus.
I had so much. I had so much to say. Thank you. Thank you for being there. Is there popcorn all around or is there more popcorn?
I didn't get popcorn. Who had popcorn?
Nobody gave me any popcorn.
Me either.
Amen. Who else still on?
Phyllis, Rebecca, and Sundy.
Phyllis.
And Sundy's on YouTube. Yes.
Thank you for being so determined to stick with us.
Faithful. Thank you.
You are faithful. And tomorrow night, we're going to play one of our former videos that we did back in 2021. I woke up and I saw this whole vision. I don't know if I saw a vision. I don't know what you call it, but I wrote it down. And the Holy Spirit instructed me about one of our programs. Tonight we're going to do that again. And so, you know, get lots of sleep. Be there tomorrow. If you have questions, send them in. We might answer. I'm going to say differently. The Holy Spirit, I guarantee you, will answer your questions. You can come with a hungry heart, ready to receive. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, rule your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. I declare over every one of us that's connected to this ministry. The sleep of the righteous. Is blessed.
Amen.
You will lie down in peace and safety. He will restore your soul because he leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Goodness and mercy are with you tonight as you sleep. Father, in the name of Jesus, dreams and visions and revelations come to us. But most of all, well, not only, but also, feel that instruction inside of us that turns us from pride, turns us from we may not even realize it, tripping
us. Yeah, amen. I bless my children tonight
to have dreams, visions, and revelations.
To have dreams, visions, and revelations.
Feel an instruction inside of them.
Feel an instruction inside of them.
That causes them to come face to face with you.
That causes them to come face to face with you. Do it in technicolor vision.